She's going to sing in the garden, so if you all sing with her, just we come to the garden alone, amen? God wants you, amen? He doesn't want a church, he wants people, amen? We are the body, and he wants you. He wants to talk to you. He wants to love on you. He wants you to hold his hand. He wants you to lean on him, amen? The most beautiful story you can read is about John, the apostle whom Jesus loved. He laid his head on his lap. He was the one that had that desire to be as close as could be. And because he did, they called him the disciple whom Jesus loved. They all loved him. But we need to have that kind of love. Can we do that in the garden? We're going to try to play along with you, Gene. We're going to try to follow you.
My people to my law, incline your ears to the words of my mouth. Oh my God, that was really good. Which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. Can you see that one line? We will not hide them from our children. How many are we doing? We're hiding them from our children. We see it more and more. We need to call our children to church. We need to call them and tell them to go. We need to teach the generation. Amen. Can I get an amen on that? How beautiful his word is. If we start to do that, it'll be his strength that will lift them up. But we need to, for he has established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children. Children to children to children. I went to church because my mother brought me to St. Mary's when I was, and they spoke Latin, but she planted those seeds. I didn't get what they were talking about because I didn't understand Latin, but she was planting seeds inside of me that grew. We need to do that with our friends, amen? Even with our friends, can I get an amen? Friends and family. We have to tell people about this. We have to tell people about this church. We have to tell people about God for their lives, amen? How many, can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. From following the ewes that the young he brought him, the shepherd Jacob, his people in Israel, his inheritance. Hallelujah. That's Psalm 78. That makes sense, doesn't it? It makes sense to tell our children about, and it makes sense, does it make sense to tell our friends about God? Amen, Walter, amen? To tell our friends about church. We tell them about our favorite restaurant. We tell them about the chicken parmesan. We tell them about the salad, the steakhouse. We need to tell them about church, amen, so that their lives can be changed. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Last week, I spoke at a memorial service. Wanted to be a celebration. My friend's wife passed away. And I went up there. My wife was there. She sang Amazing Grace. I spoke, and I thought that they thought I was speaking in Latin. Amen? I was preaching from the Word of God. And I said, there was about 150 people. Can I get an amen? I heard like four people. Amen. And it just... And these people go to church, some of them, and they looked at me like I was speaking some strange language about the promises of God, to be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord. I was trying to give them God's comfort, amen? Hallelujah. Today you will be with me in paradise. I was preaching that to them, and they looked at me with blank expressions, and I said, Lord, what do we got to do? Lord, we got to tell people about him, amen? We got to do more than we're doing, because people are going to churches and not hearing the Word of God for their lives. They're hearing and repeating and leaving, and that's where they leave it, back in the pews. And we can't do that. It was so hard on my spirit. My wife was worried about me because I was really just trying to get them to understand that there's more after this. God has a better way, amen? God has a plan for our future, amen? There's so much beautiful. Eyes have not seen nor ears heard the beautiful things that God has prepared for us. I told them that, and they looked at me like they didn't understand one word. Amen? And that's what we have to deal with. That's why I say we got to tell more people. We got to make October the month where we start calling people to church. Friends that we haven't seen. Family we haven't talked to. Get on the phone. And the worst thing that can happen is you say, oh, he called me up and asked me to go to church. And he might wake up one day and say, that wasn't such a bad idea. Amen? Let God have that. But I was speaking at this testimony, trying to get them lifted up, trying to give them a celebration message, amen, that they would not receive. And my heart was saddened. My heart was saddened because I gave them the good news from God, and it wasn't the messenger that they recognized, amen. I didn't have a collar on. I didn't wear a long robe, so they didn't recognize the message, and they wouldn't accept the message, amen. And that was the part that made, even though it was from God, they wouldn't accept it. We need to know God is in our lives individually. We need to know that God is real and God is working in our lives, and there's things that he takes care of. He's just so beautiful. Can I get an amen? He's just so wonderful. This book is so beautiful. Last week we preached, we had an interview with Jesus last week. Right out of this book, I read the entire John 8 last week, and the whole interview with Jesus. Amen. He who loves me, he will accept. How many love Jesus today? Well, he's accepted you, and that should be so much joy in your heart for that, amen? But you got to let it expressed out, amen? You got to let it be a reflection. Angel, I'm so glad you're here today. If one word I say to you touches your heart, I thank God for that. But don't let anybody, I pray to you, don't let anybody who doesn't know about the Bible and God tell you anything about God. Don't let that into your spirit. Don't let anything negative. If you ever have any questions, go to somebody who loves God. He will give you an answer that will change your heart. Don't ever go to anybody who doesn't understand the Word of God, especially one who doesn't believe the Word of God, because they won't give you anything about God. Can I get an amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. And there's a scripture I want to read for today, because we saw something terrible this week. I mean, unthinkable happened. You all know what I'm talking about. But this is what I wanted to read from 2 Timothy. Avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. Let me read that. This is from the book of Timothy. Amen. Paul is telling us, avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And I will tell you this. We all want the same thing. Amen. We all want peace. Amen. We all want to feel safe wherever we go. We all, can I get an amen? We all want that. Amen. So as long as you understand that we all want the same thing, then there's no reason to fight. There's no reason to dispute. We don't want to stir up anger, because there'll be no solution then. Amen. I don't know what the solution is except for God. I don't know what the solution is except for Amazing Grace, accepting that and people hearing more about that. Amen. But But we got to watch each brothers and sisters to listen to what avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. The last thing we ever want to do as Christians is generate strife. Amen. If we disagree on an opinion, that's completely understandable. Amen. But understand that disagreement. We all want the same thing. Can you say that with me? We all want the same thing. We all want that. We all want to feel peace wherever we go. We go to a concert. We go to the mall. We go to the store. We go on the green. We all want to feel that peace. Amen. Whatever the answer is, we have to know that we all want the same thing. And then we can talk about situations and working together. Amen. Just like we see every day, people fighting. People demanding and never listening. You notice the people who demand the loudest are the ones that never listen. They never listen because they're too busy telling people what they want. Hallelujah. We need to talk. So let's pray together. Let's pray together this morning as we sit here in this church that you came. You came to church today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for those in attendance. You got dressed and said, I'm going to go to a church today. So, Lord, I pray that each and every word I speak today enters their spirit and changes their thought patterns and makes them closer to you. So, Lord, today we're going to celebrate you. Today, Lord, we see in you. We're going to read your word today and just pray. Just pray that people just get that calming spirit and get filled with his word, because that changes our lives. That's the thing that changes lives. When our life changes, the lives around us change. When we get that peace, there's peace around us. When we get that joy is around us. Hallelujah. And that changes circumstances. That changes people. And that changes situations. So let us be strong in Christ. Let that song we just sang, I will not doubt. You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him today. I ask for prayer because I'm human. But I will not doubt what the word of God says. So you all need to pray that too. You can't doubt God. You need to trust him. You need to find him. You need to read his word. You need to draw closer to God, because his prayers, his promises, his love is amazing grace. Thank you, Lord. Let us receive this today. Let's receive this message today with hope. Let's receive this message with love, and receive this message with knowing and comfort, knowing that God is with us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Miss Jean, if you would. Everybody say amen and amen. Hallelujah, church. Yes. Oh, well, thank you. Let's all stand one more time. Thank you, Miss Jean. Can I ask you one more time? Promise I won't ask you to kneel, but I ask you to stand one more time with us. Let's pray together. Thank you, Miss Jean. Thank you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever and ever. Amen and amen. Be seated. That's God's promise. His kingdom, his power, and his glory for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I was going to read a little bit about in Revelation, but I kind of covered it, about a lukewarm church. God would prefer you to be either on fire or cold, not lukewarm. Lukewarm, just you taking all his blessings every day, and he's blessed you with work, and he's blessed you with love, and he's blessed you to get up in the morning, and he's given you so many of these beautiful blessings, and you take them for granted. You don't thank him. You're not excited about God. You don't tell other people about God. That lukewarm church, I'm praying and I'm standing in faith that this will not be a lukewarm church, that this church will continue to grow and be on fire for God. Can I get an amen? It's so different. It's so important that we be on fire for for God, that you get excited about the things of God, that you see the glory of God in everything that happens in your life. You look around and see the blessings. You look at the colors and the trees and say, thank you, Lord. You had nothing to do with that. He did that for you. We start to see and we start to express that. And this church will not be a lukewarm church where we feel either way. It doesn't matter. We can just sit back and enjoy. No, that's not what he's calling us to do. Amen. He's calling this church to be a great church. In order to be a great church, there's a lot of work that has to be done. And that work is for him. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. That's what I'm believing. And now building a foundation. Well, anybody here is a builder. You know the first thing you do when you build a house, what do you have to build? And how strong? And the foundation is the most important part of the structure. Amen. If the foundation isn't good, no matter what you do, the house isn't going to be good. Amen. So that's us. We are a house. Amen. We are the foundation. Each and every one of us. John, you. You're a foundation. You're a foundation. Each and every one of us are a building. Amen. And you have to build it from that foundation. Hallelujah. Building the walls. Pieces have to be cut. Anybody know when you have to take a saw and you have to cut pieces? That's just like in your life. Sometimes something has to be cut off. Sometimes something has to be cut and thrown away. Amen. Because it won't fit. Amen. It won't fit in the house. It's not good for the house. Amen. No matter what you're doing, it has to work. Amen. Sergio, it has to fit. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. It has to be cut, making for the new, for perfect fit. And then you look back at the improved house, how it continues to look better. When you do improvements on your house, you look back, it's actually better than the beginning. Can I get an amen? It's stronger. The house is being transformed. Can I get an amen? When you're building it and you're taking it and you're fixing your house, it is being transformed. Amen. You might change some windows and the new windows are better than the old windows. Amen. That's you being transformed every day when you remove the old and you allow new things to come into your life. Amen. That's the transformation. You're the building. Can I get an amen? The foundation is so important. And let me read why. Hallelujah. Luke 6:46. But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the floods rose and the stream beat vehemently against the house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. But he who hears and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of the house was great. That's us, amen. When you got a foundation, like I'm trying to build, and we're building here, and the foundation is Jesus, you're on solid rock, amen? And now you're building your house. You got to make sure that the pieces fit. When the piece doesn't fit, what do? You cut it off, amen? When you measure a piece of wood, you cut it so that it fits perfectly. You're trimming, amen? You're trimming the house. You're making the house what? Perfect, amen? Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. That's us. Continues to look better, stronger. The house is being transformed. That's us every day. Now we remove the parts that we have outgrown. Has anybody ever outgrown anything you did when you were in your 20s, in your 30s? You've removed them, amen? You've put them away. Why? Because it didn't bless you. Can I get an amen? Don't be afraid to say amen this morning, church. Amen. Hallelujah. There you go. We remove the parts that we have outgrown. We remove the parts that offer no gain or any blessings to us and the people who enter the house. Do you ever think of that? The people who enter the house. You know what that means, Sergio? The people who come near you. They're entering your house. Right, Gary? When they enter, when they come near you, they're entering your house. So how's your strong foundation? How's your house structured? Have you thrown away things of the past so that you're better fit? Amen. When the people come around you and they see how strong your house is, they want to enter that house. And they want to know what you did to build your house that strong. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We remove the parts that we have outgrown. Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Lord. We remove the parts that offer no gain or any blessings to us and those who enter the house, to those people who come around us, who see us, who we talk to. Even though they thought they knew us, they have to see a new house. They have to see the remodeling. Amen. When you start to change and you've got that foundation and you start to alter things and remove things, people are going to see it. They might not believe it at first. Trust me, I know. I spent 30 years in the music business. I know when people saw me, when I said, I'm going to give my heart to God, and Greg and I said, I'm not going to play any bars anymore. And they looked at me like I was talking. You kidding? You play, that's all you do. I said, no, I'm playing for God. job now. And I gave my life to God, and He lifted me up. I was building a new house, amen? I was remodeling the old house. People love me, they love my music, but I had to remodel that house. It wasn't working for me, amen? And so as I remodeled that house, people saw what I was doing, and they was drawn to that because they wanted to hear good news. They wanted to hear the Word of God. They wanted to hear hope and comfort, amen? Because the old me wasn't giving them any hope and comfort. I was just giving them songs and music and dance. But now I'm giving people hope and comfort because I remodeled my house, amen? I got on that foundation again. I stood on that rock, and I got set on that rock, and I have altered my life. Can I get it, amen? That's what we're doing in church. That's why I don't want this to be a lukewarm church. I want you to not be the same person you were last week. I want you to not be the same person you were an hour ago. I want you to be on fire for God because He's on fire for you. Amen? Hallelujah. Whew. So, but it ain't easy. Never said it was going to be easy. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by Him. For whom the Lord loves, He chastens and scourges every son who He receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. Listen to this. For what son is there whom father did not chasten? If you are without chastening, of which all you became partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Hallelujah. I love this little scripture right here. Therefore, furthermore, we've had human fathers who have corrected us. Amen? And we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? Hallelujah. For they indeed for a few days chastened us and seemed best to them. But He for our profit, that we may be partakers of His holiness. Hallelujah. Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, right? But painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields, listen to this, the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight the path for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather healed. Amen. We need to be strong. Amen. We need to be stronger. By the way, that was in Hebrews. That was 12:6 that I was just reading from the book of Hebrews. We need to be strong. Amen. We need to stand solid. We need to stand up straight. We need to not roll doom and gloom. What was that song? Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Remember that song? You hear that all? Remember that from Hee-Haw, anybody? Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Sweet, what was it? Gloom, despair, and agony on me. That's it. That's what, and people, and you hear a lot of people singing that, Ken, right? You hear a lot of people telling you, dude, my pastor Grace used to say, be careful who you ask how you're doing today. Because you might get something you weren't expecting. You might get everything to gloom, despair, and agony, and deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Right? You know, people, that can't be this church, amen? Hallelujah. We're standing on a rock. Thank you, Lord. Correction from God. Whew. How many know change isn't always easy? But change is what gives us strength to be better. How many want to be better? To be better, to achieve greater things. Listen to what it says. It yields peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Hallelujah. It yields peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. The blessings we get from God are not the same ones we thought we wanted for ourselves. They're greater. Listen to what I'm saying. God, if you give your life to God, and you might have an idea of what you want, and God will take you, and He'll mold that idea and bless you in ways you never thought possible. When I first said to God, there has to be more in my life. There has to be more. Maybe I can sing at nursing homes. Maybe I can go around the churches. Greg and I, we can sing our music at churches. That's all I was thinking about. I wanted to get out of the nightclubs, get away from all that, and get into places where my life could change, and there would be prosperity, and I could see good people, and I could sing good songs. And that was my idea. So we'll go to this church, and we started going to nursing homes, and we weren't making a lot of money, but we were feeling better about it. And next thing I know, I'm playing more nursing homes. And next thing I know, I'm playing guitar in a church for 300 people. And then I become a deacon. I said, when did this happen? God, they made me a deacon. Then I started playing. Then I started going to school, and I started going to learn about the Bible. Then I started really reading the Bible. Next thing I know, I've been called to be a pastor. Amen. God lifted me higher than my vision. Amen. amen. He will do the same for you, amen. Can I get an amen? I don't care how old you are. I don't care. He will lift you higher if you will let him, amen. There's always something that you can do greater than what you think you can do. There's always something greater you can do because God is in control. Can I get an amen? But it takes that correction. It takes that sawing. It takes that trimming. Amen. When those trials and tribulations come. Thank you, Lord. This one is can be confusing to some people in if they don't understand God. In James, it says, James 1:2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have that perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Lacking what? If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. He gives us to all of us, amen? He doesn't give it to a church. He doesn't give it to anybody with a title. He gives it to who? You, amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Trials and tribulations. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. You say, that's crazy. How can that be? Because those trials are testing your foundation. Amen? They're testing the foundation that you built on. Who's your foundation? Jesus. They're testing your faith. The devil's going to test your faith. Trust me, he's going to test you. He tested Jesus at his weakest moments. Amen? He's going to come after you at your weakest moment. This may be one of mine. Amen? Where I'm thinking last week that I'm preaching, I'm saying, we got to call people and come to church, and this week nobody comes to church. Amen? You understand? But this is my test now, and I'm standing on the foundation, and I know greater things are in front of us. I just need you to have that fire with me. Amen? I need you to understand what I'm believing and understand that you need to be greater today. Amen. You need to rise up and let God hear your voice. Amen. You need to preach his word to friends. You need to call family members. I haven't talked to my sister-in-law. I'm going to call her. I'm going to call my friends and say, hey, why don't you come to church? If they hang up on me, oh well, what did I lose? Nothing. Amen. But I could gain. Amen. The church could gain. And not the church, but God can gain. Amen. And we can all see God's hand working. I know the people aren't here today and they love the church. They're here. I know Chuck and Marilyn are with their grandchildren. Children, amen, and Kim's not feeling well, Lisa's not feeling well, but they're all coming, amen, they're all family here, but we need to build more of that family. We can't rely on what we have. We have to do more. We've tried advertising, and we enjoyed that, right? We got a little pamphlet at the restaurant. We enjoy seeing that. Anybody ever see that? I enjoy seeing that, our name on that pamphlet, but God, we just need to tell others. We have that message right here, amen. Can I get an amen? You have that message. When those trials come and tribulations come, it's testing our faith. It's testing our foundation. When you get these calls and you know might lose your job or you might not know what's going to happen, you get a health call and you start believing God and God answers that prayer, or God finds you that work, or you're looking for a mate and God finds you that mate, or you feel alone and then you start reading God's word and realize that you've never been alone, that you're not alone, that you have family with you and you have people with you and you have love with you, amen? Those are the hope things that God gives us, amen? We need to stand on that foundation. I believe, can I get anybody else to believe? I believe it. Thank you, Lord. Now to the old Christians. That's what I wrote in my notes. To the older Christians. Old habits die hard. Amen. But it's not you any longer. It's God inside of you. When you remove, hello, when you remove, remodel with new wood. This is good. I'm talking to the Christians who've been a while. Oh, I never did that. I don't know. I can't do that. It's not my way, raising my hand or telling people about God. I feel a little... When you start to remodel your house, amen, and whose house is it? God's house. When you remodel the house standing on that foundation, you all profess that Jesus is your foundation, amen? When you start to remodel with new wood and you start to bring new appliances into your house, amen? You might buy a new air conditioner. My daughter's getting a new air conditioner. So her house is going to be better. You get a better furnace for the house. Amen. The house becomes better. Can I get an amen? You had to change things for the house to be better. Say that with me. You had to change things for the house to be better. If you want God's house to be better, what do you have to do? If you want your house to be stronger in God, what do you got to do? You got to remodel, amen? And you're on that foundation, so you got to tear things apart and remodel. But when you do, the house becomes stronger. You become stronger. The people around you become stronger. And the house is remodeled, and it looks great, amen? Because it's not the same old house anymore. Hallelujah. Can I get a yes? There you go. Listen, it's not about you any longer. It's about the God that lives inside of you. God lives inside of you. You have a door out there. Do you have a door around them? You have a wall up. Did you build an extra room in your house and put a wall up so people can't see that God? Did you put curtains on the windows so people can't see in and see that God? It's time to remodel the house. You're standing on that foundation. It's time to remodel the house. Hallelujah. You built it on a rock. You let it shine. Hallelujah. It's not about you. It's about God inside you. When you remodel with new wood, when you tear that house and you start to make it shine, all of a sudden you feel a little better. The house is starting to shine. People have bought new appliances and people want a new couch. Amen? Somebody wants to buy a new bed. You want to buy a new widescreen TV. Can I get an amen? So you get that widescreen TV and you put it there and say, that looks great. Amen. Yes. When you remodel your house, it looks great. It starts to shine. Hallelujah. And guess what you do? When you got a new house, you got a house with new furniture, amen? You got that big screen TV, you got those new appliances you bought your wife, husband. You got that big refrigerator, looks really nice. What do then? You invite people where? Hallelujah, I rest my case. When you remodel your house, you invite people where? Come on in my house. Look at what I got. Look at the new refrigerator, isn't it great? What do we got here? We remodeled the house. We painted. We got cushions. Thank you, Jesus. We painted. We painted the bathroom. We got new carpeting in the foyer. We're remodeling the house. Why aren't we inviting people into this house? Amen? Because that's where people's lives are going to be changed. Amen? When your friends come and see that house, they say, this is great. When you start to tell them about Jesus, amen, they're going to say, that's great. They're not going to believe every single word. I'm sorry, they're not. You tell them how wonderful Jesus is, they're not going to believe you. They're going to think you're crazy. But the more you start to tell them, the more you feed them, and the more they see how your house shines. When they see your spirit, say, I thought you got a bad report from the doctor. I said, yeah, but God's in control. Wow. I thought you might lose your job. Yeah, but God's in control. I tell people all the time, and I love it. When God closes a door, he doesn't want you to anymore. He opened another one. Amen. Deacon Gary, I don't mean to lean on you, brother, but you went moose hunting a couple of years ago because you didn't have a job. And now you have this job, and because you're faithful and you're good at what you do and you're dedicated, they won't let you go. Even though the job is up, so no, you can't go. And who does that except God? Amen. You worked your house. When you went there, your house shined. You were faithful because you loved God. They saw that expression. They saw your spirit. They want you there. Why? Because that's the house that you gave them. And they want you to be a part of that. Amen. And that's how God works. Amen. God wants you to shine. But how is he going to let you shine if you won't let him shine out? Amen. He wants to change your friends. He wants to change your family. He wants to change you, Jim Howe. He wants you to shine. He wants you to stop saying what you can't do and start saying what you can do, because people love you. They see it and they love you. And if you hold that door for, they're not going to see the God inside of you. Have faith. That's what God gave you a talent for, to have faith. You sing so beautifully. You should be singing more. Amen? Hallelujah. You need to have strength and have that faith and on that rock. Hallelujah. I better stop. So I just say this. Thank you, Lord. Receive this today, everyone. Receive this message. You are a house. Don't look at the church. The church is a building. But you're the house. Each and every one of you is a house on a foundation with God. He has blessed you to be here today. He has blessed your whole life to get you here today. So stand on that foundation. Start to remodel that house. Start to let it shine. Let people see it. Bring them in. Enter. Show them your new furniture. Hallelujah. Receive this today. This is a message directed at everyone here. I pray every week, church, that I just don't stand up here and read something out of the Bible that means nothing to people today, that has no bearing bearing on life today that doesn't affect your life today, I pray every Sunday when you come here, I pray, Lord, is this message going to touch Greg? Is it going to touch Dave? Is it going to touch Gene? Is it going to touch Walter? I want to touch everybody. Is it going to touch Fred? That's a hard one. I need to push harder because I want to touch Fred. And I want to reach in his heart and pull that heart out and let him see that he too needs a remodel, because then we all win. We all win. The church wins. The people who come here win. The new people who come are going to win. They're going to see hope. They're going to see comfort. They're going to see joy. They're going to see stuff that they just didn't believe, because now they're going to see God. Hallelujah. God is speaking to all of us. He will make a way where there is no way. So I just say in closing, remodel, rebuild on the foundation of God. Give Him praise, church. Word of God, Jesus tells us to do this in remembrance of Him. We do this every Sunday in remembrance of what Jesus did on that cross once for all. We celebrate this today in remembrance of what Jesus did when He took that bread, blessed and broke it, tore it apart, said, "This is my body being torn for you." As He looked at His disciples and He said, "Eat and do this in remembrance of me." Church, those disciples had no idea what He was talking about. Can you imagine that? They had no idea, but you do. You understand completely what He was talking about. And He said, "Second Congregational, do this in remembrance of me." With so much joy in their hearts. Let it change even today. The Spirit's raising up. As we do this at Second Congregational, in remembrance of what Jesus did for us, in Jesus' name. Ask God this morning to remove any iniquities of this week, anything that would weigh against God, or anything we might have said, the foolish gestures that we might have done, or the things we thought this week that were not of God. Ask Him to remove those today so we can be ready to receive the sacrament. He poured the wine into a cup, saying, "This is my blood being shed for you, and according to the book of Matthew, for the remission of your sins." He did it once for all. He asked them, we do this in remembrance of Him. Let joy fill your heart this morning, church. Hallelujah. Let that peace fill your heart this morning. God's got a plan. He's got a plan in your life. Just draw closer to God. Read His Word. And let Him talk to you about that plan. Let Him fill you with new thoughts. Let Him fill you with new ideas. Let Him fill you with new hope. Because He's got the answers. Hallelujah. Stand in faith with me. Thank you, Lord. Remove those iniquities, Lord. Cleanse me to receive. Thank you, Lord. Cleanse me to receive today. Cleanse this church to receive. Help our hearts to be strong, Lord, to receive you today. As we remodel that house, as we stand on the foundation with you, Lord, let this be a beginning in Jesus' name. We are all children of God. We are all children of God. Isn't that beautiful? We are His children. He loves us so much. Remodel those houses. let people in. Remodel those houses and invite people in. And let God perform those miracles. Give Him praise, church.